Welcome to Triangle Capital Corporation's supplemental earnings podcast for the quarter and year ended December 31, 2016. The purpose of this podcast is to provide investors with easy access to publicly available information regarding our results for the quarter and the year. We hope you will find this information and its audio presentation useful. We also hope you will participate in our quarterly earnings call scheduled for Thursday, February 23, 2017, at 9:00 A.M. Eastern Time. Please note that the safe harbor statement made at the beginning of our earnings call also applies to this pre-recorded segment of our earnings call. During the fourth quarter of 2016, we generated total investment income of approximately $31.2 million, compared to total investment income of $27.4 million during the third quarter. The increase in our quarter-over-quarter total investment income resulted primarily from an overall increase in the size of our investment portfolio and a $2 million increase in non-recurring income received during the quarter. During the fourth quarter, our interest expense and other financing fees totaled $6.7 million as compared to $6.8 million during the third quarter. Excluding $1.5 million in previously disclosed one-time items associated with the resignation of Brent Burgess, our compensation expenses totaled $4.6 million for the fourth quarter of 2016 as compared to $4 million for the third quarter of 2016. The quarter-to-quarter increase in compensation expenses in the fourth quarter was primarily related to an increase in discretionary compensation expenses. General and administrative expenses totaled $1.2 million during the fourth quarter of 2016 as compared to $900,000 during the third quarter of 2016. From an efficiency ratio standpoint, with efficiency ratio being defined as total compensation and G&A expenses divided by total investment income, our fourth quarter efficiency ratio, again excluding one-time expense items, was 18.8%. This compares to 17.6% during the third quarter. Excluding one-time expense items, our fourth quarter annualized compensation and G&A expenses as a percentage of average assets for the fourth quarter of 2016 totaled 2.1% as compared to 1.8% during the third quarter of 2016. Our net investment income for the fourth quarter was $17.1 million or $0.42 per share. Excluding the previously mentioned one-time expense items, our net investment income for the fourth quarter was $18.6 million or $0.46 per share. This compares to $15.8 million or $0.42 per share during the third quarter. During the fourth quarter, we recognized net realized gains totaling $8.7 million across our investment portfolio. Also during the fourth quarter, we recorded net unrealized depreciation across our investment portfolio totaling $18 million. As a result of these events, our net increase in net assets resulting from operations during the fourth quarter totaled $7.3 million. On a per share basis, our net increase in net assets resulting from operations during the fourth quarter was $0.18 per share. Our total net assets were $611 million as of December 31, 2016, and our net asset value per share at December 31, 2016 was $15.13 as compared to $15.33 as of September 30, 2016, and $15.23 as of December 31, 2015. For the full year ended December 31, 2016, our total investment income was $113.7 million as compared to $121.3 million of total investment income for the year ended December 31, 2015. The change in investment income was primarily attributed to a $7.7 million decline in non-recurring fee and dividend income and an overall decline in the weighted average yield of our investment portfolio. These events were partially offset by an increase in size of our overall investment portfolio. During 2016, from an expense standpoint, our interest expense and other debt financing fees totaled $26.7 million as compared to $26.8 million for 2015. For the year ended December 31, 2016, compensation expenses, again excluding previously announced one-time items totaling $7 million associated with the retirement of Garland Tucker and the resignation of Brent Burgess, totaled $16.7 million as compared to $19.0 million for the year ended December 31, 2015. The $2.3 million decrease in compensation expenses was primarily related to lower discretionary compensation expenses. For the year ended December 31, 2016, general and administrative expenses totaled $4.4 million as compared to $3.9 million for the year ended December 31, 2015. The $500,000 increase in G&A expenses primarily related to increased public company expenses, including accounting, legal, and valuation expenses. For the year ended December 31, 2016, our efficiency ratio, excluding one-time expense items, was 18.6%. Our 2016 net investment income, excluding one-time expense items, was $65.9 million, or $1.81 per share. This compares to $71.6 million, or $2.16 per share, during the year ended December 31, 2015. During the year ended December 31, 2016, we recognized net realized gains totaling $2 million across our investment portfolio. And also during 2016, we recorded net unrealized depreciation totaling $26.2 million. As a result of these events, our net increase in net assets resulting from operations during the year ended December 31, 2016, totaled $34.3 million. On a per-share basis, our net increase in net assets resulting from operations during 2016 was 94 cents per share. Turning to our investment portfolio, as of December 31, we had investments in 88 portfolio companies with an aggregate cost basis of $1.097 billion and a total fair value of $1.038 billion. As of December 31, the weighted average yield on our outstanding debt investments was approximately 11.7%. The weighted average yield on all of our outstanding investments, excluding non-accrual debt investments, was approximately 10.2%. During the year ended December 31, 2016, we made 16 new investments, including recapitalizations of existing portfolio companies totaling $274.1 million, additional debt investments in 11 existing portfolio companies totaling $37.8 million, and additional equity investments in 10 existing portfolio companies totaling $7.5 million. We had 14 portfolio company loans repaid at par, totaling $170.8 million, which resulted in realized gains totaling $1.4 million, and we received normal principal repayments, partial loan prepayments, and PIK interest repayments totaling $41.1 million. We converted subordinated debt investments in one portfolio company into an equity investment, and we recognized a realized loss on that conversion totaling $1.6 million. We wrote off debt and equity investments in two portfolio companies and recognized realized losses on those write-offs of $18.7 million. In addition, we received proceeds related to the sales of certain equity securities of our portfolio companies totaling $34.4 million and recognized net realized gains on those sales totaling $20.9 million for the full year ended December 31. As of December 31, 2016, the fair value of our non-accrual assets was $15.9 million, which comprised 1.5% of the total fair value of our investment portfolio, and the cost basis of our non-accrual assets was $38.4 million, which comprised 3.5% of the total cost basis of our portfolio. During the quarter, we restored our $17.7 million investment in Community Intervention Services, Inc. from non-accrual status and placed that investment back on cash accrual status. However, the investment remains on PIK non-accrual status until further improvement is exhibited. Also during the quarter, we placed our $16.1 million investment in Women's Marketing, Inc., which was previously on PIK non-accrual status, on full non-accrual status. From a liquidity and capital resources perspective, as of December 31, 2016, we had approximately $280 million of available liquidity to support future investment opportunities, comprised of approximately $107 million of cash on hand and $173 million of availability under our senior credit facility. In January of 2017, we received notice from the SBA that it had formally approved our application for a third SBIC license, which will provide up to $100 million in additional SBA-guaranteed debentures. These debentures will represent additional investable liquidity during 2017 and beyond. This concludes our pre-recorded statement for the period ended December 31, 2016. For additional information about TCAP's fourth quarter and year-ended 2016 results, please see the Investor Relations section of our website. We thank you for your continued interest in Triangle Capital Corporation.